India Harville, 39, Saturday, August 29th, 2020, Phoenix, Arizona, Joyce Van Ginkle, co-workers.
Joyce Van Ginkle, Saturday, August 29th, 2020, in Oakland, California, India Harville, co-workers.
So I'm curious, how did you first hear about Charlotte Maxwell?
And I love this story because it's always about how magical connections are. I was getting my Reiki 2 certificate, and one of the wonderful ladies that was a student there, we, you know, just towards the end of the weekend, she mentions the word Charlotte Maxwell. Charlotte Maxwell is looking for volunteers. I'd never heard of Charlotte Maxwell before, didn't know what that was. But instantly I heard the bells go off in my head. And I really trusted her as well. So I went online and I looked them up and I realized this is what my Reiki training was for. Contacted CMC, and the rest is history. Thank you. Yeah. How did you first find out about CMC?
It's so funny. I remember it almost like it was yesterday. It was 2004, and I was in graduate school learning about integrative medicine. And I was really sad because a lot of integrative medicine had this sort of boutique medicine idea behind it. And I was like, oh, well, the people who really need this work are often low-income people, people without a lot of resource who would really benefit from alternative medicine, and they don't have access to it. And so as we were discussing sort of social justice and integrative medicine, my mentor in grad school, her name is Arisa Karazak, was like, Charlotte Maxwell Clinic is this amazing clinic that has really tackled these issues. And they're looking at, you know, how do we bring these amazing services to the clients who could most benefit from access to them? And I was like, so in love. So, you know, that happened. I graduated and then Charlotte Maxwell was hiring. And I was like, just a year out of school. And I applied and I interviewed and I came in. And they were like, oh, honey, we really love you. But there's this other woman. She's got 10 years of experience. We have to go with her. I was so devastated. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, fast forward 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
What?
And there was another job posting for Charlotte Maxwell.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm still in love. And so I applied and the rest is history.
No.
It was just a strange thing to realize how many people are impacted by cancer.
Yeah.
And how it's not just the woman facing cancer. It's her friends. It's her family. It's the whole community that's impacted by someone's journey with cancer. Something I've learned from the clients is how every woman's journey with cancer is so personal mm-hmm. and so unique. And I love that our clients have the agency that they have and say, no, I don't want to be advertising this, or I want all my family and friends involved in helping out. And so that's mm-hmm. one thing I've learned. What's something that you learned from the clients, or a few things that you've learned from the clients over your time?
Wow. It's almost hard for me to pinpoint any one thing, but the one thing that comes out mostly is strength. Just the strength of women. I can speak of my profound experience of learning about strength. How our clients handle them, this moment in time in their lives, and that what community means once you allow yourself to be helped. Community is is so important. And I, so strength and community are the two things that I learned the most.
It's a cool combination of like strength and resiliency and support and like tolerance for difference in one another. What are some of your favorite things about working with Charlotte Maxwell?
Well, I was going to mention the energy that we infuse into the clinic, the good feeling. People walk in all the time and say, it just feels so good in here. Like there's an extra added element of safety and security and love and caring and connection and healing, all infused in the clinic. You know, on the side of being a coworker or a worker in the clinic, it's kind of a different animal because you're running around and making sure everything is ready to go and everything's ready for the clients and everything is safe and clean and ready. And I have to sit back and realize that what we're bringing energy-wise into the clinic is this holding space, this healing space. And that would be my favorite part about the clinic overall is the infusion of healing, love, energy that we have. And the clients feel that. And that to me, however it's made from the beginning grassroots to now, and each individual has done that themselves to bring that kind of energy into the clinic. That is my favorite part.
One of my favorite things about working in the clinic is what I was talking about earlier, you know, just the fact that like this is a type of medicine that a lot of people can't access because it's not affordable. And we haven't figured out as a society how to make this broadly accessible. But Charlotte Maxwell has figured that out.
Yes.
I've worked in other places that work with low-income women or low-income people. They're never prioritized as important or worthy of this type of treatment. And at Charlotte Maxwell, we've really been committed to saying like, no, they deserve the very, very, very best. And you just don't, I don't see that a lot in the world where like we hold these women like they are queens. They are. And they deserve to be treated that way.
I completely agree. I think we're a little spoiled in the clinic knowing that we have these amazing volunteers giving this quality type of treatment without fee. You know, and it's almost like it's a given for us that the clients are given these wonderful treatments and treated like queens. Outside of the clinic, yeah, it is pretty desolate. So yes, it's absolutely magic, and we need this in our world.
Yeah. And just to be able to like continue that in person and, you know, expand on that area, I'd love to be able to do that. And I also feel like, you know, this thing that you mentioned about, you know, having navigation support outside of the hospital system, because our clients are not just facing cancer.
Right.
Have there been any advantages that you've seen to transitioning to the online group program?
Well, again, I think you actually said that it was the way the community is coming together more than they ever had before in the clinic, in the clinical setting. But in finding the Zoom program, that everybody is seeing each other and really making this beautiful, heartfelt connection over the airwaves. You know, it just goes to show that it doesn't really matter that we're not together. We're still together as much as we can be. The thank yous, you know, if we can do just the little bit to help.
Yeah.
It's enough. Yeah.
Another thing that's been really emotional for me is that, you know, we've had a lot of those thank yous can be so moving. And so when you know someone's story, or they share parts of their story, and why these things have mattered so much for them, sometimes it's really, really moving. And of course, you know, we've actually had a lot of thank yous from clients who were close to their transition or who have passed. I've been really struck by how many people have passed, you know, particularly since we've been sheltered in place.
Yeah.
And both the grief of not being able to be with them towards their end of life, if they had been able to come in. And also, you know, I think so many of our clients say Charlotte Maxwell extended their life. And yes. So to feel like we couldn't be there to maybe help feels really challenging. And,
yes.
You know, a few, I think I've told you this story before, but the last volunteer training that we had in person, I had mm-hmm. called several clients to see who wanted to be on a panel. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten 3 confirmed, but I had called several. And then one person called me and said, you know, hey, I want to be on this panel. Can you make it happen? Because it's the last one I'm ever going to be able to be on. And we made it happen. And mm-hmm. she was on that panel, and you know, she recently passed. And, you know, she was just a big light in the clinic.
Yes.
And everybody knew her. Yeah. But, you know, she was so profound on that panel. And she was so profound in even her last messages to us. Both, you know, you got to speak with her. And, you know, she wrote this lovely thing for us to share with all of the volunteers, you know. I don't see all of the clients all of the time like you do. And just, it's an enormous amount of grief.
Yes.
To be holding.
And as you said, we have profound messages of you have extended my life, etc. And to us, it's just like, well, I'm relatively new. This clinic has been around for 30 years. 30 years of healing and navigating and but I can imagine just it just goes to show how important this clinic is, how important Charlotte Maxwell is, how important complementary and integrative medicine is in general.
Yeah, you know, the person who we were just discussing, she also shared, you know, she had been a client at the clinic for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And she really felt like Charlotte Maxwell had extended her lifetime considerably. So, you know, I do think the clinic is making a huge impact in people's lives. And it's really an honor to get to be a part of that mission, you know.
It is a deep honor. I'll never forget it.